Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays to each and every one of you around the world, listening on the internet, listening on the radio, as I wrap up my 10th consecutive Christmas, live Christmas show, I should say. And I want to go do something that I did a little bit earlier in the hour and a little, some of it in the previous hour, too. I want to repeat this challenge to you and me. I challenge us to be more generous, loving, thankful, and spiritual all year long, not just during the holidays. I want you to imagine what would happen if we told our friends and family that we love them all year long, every time we saw them. What would happen if we were moved by a generous spirit to help those less fortunate every day of the year? What if we gave each other gifts without waiting for the obligatory date, without obligation to reciprocate? What if we were thankful for our blessings every minute of our lives? What if we truly wished for and practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day? Here's what it might sound like if we accepted this challenge. Let's help those people right now, in the middle of July. I know it's not Christmas or your birthday, but here's something I thought you would like. Thank you, God, for the many blessings in my life, including this heat, maybe even including all the snow. Hey, everybody listening, we live on this planet together. As long as gravity works, we're not going to escape. So let's get along. And this is my final thought on that topic. Got a couple of more thoughts I wanted to mention, but here's my words to you in four different languages. Peace to you and yours. Shalom, salam. Que la paz con ustedes. That's my best shot at Spanish, by the way. Those of you who speak Spanish, forgive me, but I gave it my best shot. You know, folks, one of the things that is a big part of the Christmas season for Christians and for other people who have a faith life is the word faith, is the concept of faith. And as we continue the holiday season and move into the new year, I encourage you to contemplate your capacity to have faith. If you're a small business owner, it's immense capacity. And I want you to think about how faith manifests in your life, not just religious faith, which is important to many of us, but the faith in yourself and faith in others. Wilhelm von Schlegel said, in actual life, every great enterprise begins with and takes its first step forward in faith. How many things in your small business have you accomplished and in your life where, regardless of the research and experience that you did and that you have, the first step forward you took in faith? At some point in time, you said, you know what? I've done the research. I've learned as much as I can. And nothing else. I can learn nothing else until I try. And you did that with your small business. You gave it a shot. And that's the reason why you are a small business owner. You may think that you may wonder about your faith. You may wonder, or you may not even be a person that you consider to be, you not consider yourself to be a person of faith. Well, let me tell you what, folks. Regardless of any religious affiliation, if you're a small business owner, you know all about faith. And I want to talk about faith in some other people. I have faith in you, by the way, small business owners. I have lots of faith in you. It's the reason I do what I do, because I believe you're worthy of my time and my effort. I believe you're worthy of the effort that we make here on this show and all the things that I do. I have faith in you. I'm proud of you. But I also have faith in some other people, and those are our men and women in military around the world standing a post on behalf of you and me. Some of them are in harm's way even as we speak, in at least two different places around the world, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I have faith in them because you know why? They have faith in something that they volunteered for. They have faith in America. They have faith in the things that we stand for. They have faith in the goodness of America. And, you know, we're not perfect. We know that. They don't have faith in our perfection because we're not perfect. They have faith in what I consider excellence. America does seek excellence. It doesn't seek perfection. And that's what I'd like to encourage you to do, as you heard me say before. Always seek excellence, not perfection. And as I leave you on this Christmas day, I'll leave you again with this parting thought. Peace to you and yours. Shalom. Salam. Que la paz con ustedes. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.